So this is the immersive room.
I haven't seen this one.
No, okay, I want to take a video of this. This is just absolutely incredible. I've never seen anything like it in a school. Wow, what is this? It's just incredible. But also, this feels like if you were a school kid and came on a trip, a school trip to this place, you'd be so excited, and it's in your own school.
Yeah, I know.
It's so good. It's so good. I love it. I want to just sit in here all day. Hello everyone, and welcome to this bonus episode of the EdTech podcast with Kirsty Tonks, Principal Designate at Shireland Technology Primary School in the UK. In this rough cut episode, you'll hear snippets from my walkabout with Kirsty in the school environment. Hear me get very excited about the immersive room, speak briefly with some students, teachers and e-learning staff, and talk about some of the systems Shireland used to help make life easier for staff, students and parents. Don't forget, if you are a teacher or educator listening in and in the UK, you can pick up one of the few launch party tickets available and join over 100 educator innovators in October. Check out the EdTech podcast launch party on Eventbrite. And for those tuning in internationally, please say hello via the voice message option on Facebook Messenger via the EdTech podcast page on Facebook or via Skype. We would love to hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye.
That Mark and I always wanted to be able to do was to, ever since we went to Ironbridge Gorge Museum about 8 years ago, they had a new reception entrance, and when you walked in, it smelt like a foundry. There were lots of different projections on the wall, and we always said we wanted to be able to have an immersive experience for our students. So when we had to spec this out, we wanted more afternoon. So we spec'd this out to have this immersive room as well, but we also worked with the Hippodrome, which is one of our Birmingham Hippodromes, one of the theatre companies here. So you've got your sports hall down there, and then this is just the green room here, and hopefully it'll come on. I can just come through into here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing. It's very dark.
So this is our theatre here, which is just fabulous. But it projects 10 metres onto that wall there. So it's and we've just got National Theatre Live. So we're the only school outside London to... we've got all the satellite dishes on there, so National Theatre, but that's because we want our community, because our kids, our families won't take our kids to the theatre. They won't go and see, you know, Romeo and Juliet. They won't go and see the Royal Ballet, but they might come here.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
it's quite an impressive space, isn't it?
Oh, it's fab. And I mean, it still smells new and it's 2 years old. Hello.
Hello. Wow.
I haven't seen this one. What's this?
This is Crystal Maze.
Crystal Maze.
That's really... Wow. What is this?
So you can use this. This is your blank canvas that you can use for anything. So, you know, this can be the Crystal Maze.
Yeah, this is what it is about.
Or it could be kids creating Minecraft worlds around them. It could be Victorian classroom, it could be space. So this is Peter.
Hello.
Hi, Peter.
Peter is one of the e-learning team to work for me, in my team, before I got my different role. And in fact, you were an intern, weren't you, here?
I was, yep.
And now you're full-time here.
Yeah, that's
brilliant. And so if you were doing something on the Victorians, or silent movies, or
so
I don't know.
This is really incredible.
So I would have an idea of how I would use this space. And I would work with Peter to say, this is what I want to do. So I have no idea what he's showing us. So,
well, you mentioned Victorian.
That's so cool.
So this is
Hebrew and Russian. I'm getting it down, working in it.
Does this have to be in a special format in order to...
It has to be in a specific ratio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It has to be to... All of them are designed to fit this room specifically.
Yes. So you couldn't just come up with Google... I mean, you can, Google Earth works incredibly well on here. And some of the air... Was it air pano?
Yeah, pano.
Air pano. Yeah, for doing that. But if you... What we found was if you... Particularly with historical aspects, if you wanted to come and do something on World War II or World War I, for example, the issue is... Or the pictures would pixelate because it's only as good as the images. So we looked at how you could use this room in different ways, and the guys have been brilliant. So you come up with an idea and they make it happen for you. So here, you can't just take one image and stretch it.
Yeah. Wow. That's
so you'd
really
have
cool.
Children doing different parts, different work, and looking at different photos. So it just changes how you teach, this room does. Because you can't use it like a traditional classroom. But we've also got scent technology as well. So you can make it smell like a foundry, or you can make it smell as...
Yeah. And how long have you had this for, this room?
So when this was built, so 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. I've never seen anything like it in a school. So it's, you basically have the room built to spec and then use projections
yeah.
to paper.
And I know the paint's really expensive because okay. You have to have a special kind of paint.
Yeah.
So I think all in all, this cost about 80,000.
Fairy Tales and Pantomimes in Year 7, so it's a crime scene CSI kind of thing with Fairy Tales. So
right. The
kids will come in and they'll be told this, and they'll begin, and then they've got to go and find the clues around the castle. And then once they've found all the clues, so first of all, we'll interview them. And they take all the clues from this, and then they carry on. And then when they've got all the clues, they'll go back to the classroom and then write up their report on what they think happened,
yeah.
who the victim was, and who the So go into the castle. And these are some of the clues that are left lying around. So click on these and it shows them. So what's this? This is a bit of torn red cloth. So what does that mean? Who's that linked to? And this kind of thing. And the kids have got to try and figure it out or make their own kind of story up.
So you could do a whole session just on this, couldn't you? You could do a whole podcast on this room.
So it's amazing. It's like being in the national, what's it called, at Greenwich?
The Maritime Museum.
The
Observatory.
The Observatory, yeah. Yeah.
So this is just one way, but the ones, have you got ones that stretch around the whole room?
And so basically though, if you were a teacher at Shilin, you book this room out,
yep.
And you...
But then you'd
chat to the team
yeah,
about...
Yeah, so you'd look at what was already in your catalogue, so we've now got a whole yeah. list of these. So this is for the theme Da Vinci, and we couldn't afford
and
to
so
take them...
And
so
you create these bespoke?
Yeah.
So your team here would create these?
Yes. So they were looking
really
at Da Vinci, but then they were looking at the sketches. And so what happens is that these are his paintings, and you can do a lesson on this, but then it kind of... flicks around and then you've got his sketches on the other side. And then what we did was the children actually then did their own sketches and we were able to put their sketches on the back of the picture. So you had, for parents' evening, the parents could walk around, look at Da Vinci's, and then suddenly their children's work was there. And that's just that was amazing.
So that is amazing because, you know, they won't be able to go and see that in person necessarily, but
yeah.
That's pretty good as a second.
Yeah, you can make this room, whatever. And this came from an idea of a Year 8 teacher. So I can have lots of ideas, but you can have ideas. And you see each personality of a teacher coming out in this room.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just tons.
And how long would it take to turn around, say, from a brief of I'd like to create a wall of Da Vinci art to having that for your lesson?
It kind of depends on what they want. So the Da Vinci one was fairly simple, so that didn't take that long. But like the Crystal Maze one that you saw... was a lot more complicated, there was a lot more going on, so that took, I don't know, 3 weeks to properly get all the bugs ironed out and finished. But the Da Vinci one didn't take nearly as long, probably like a week at most.
Yeah,
if that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this one.
So this is the Bayer Tapestry.
It's so good, I love it.
But you see how it brings the Bayer Tapestry to life?
Yeah, it's you couldn't photocopy that,
no.
Not that anyone does that anymore,
no. And that's what
and have
room
it in front
does.
Of you.
It does what you can't do in a classroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's forcing teachers to work in a different way as well.
It's just incredible. But also, this feels like if you were a school kid and came on a trip, a school trip to this place, you'd be so excited, and it's in your own school.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it is amazing.
Do you ever just come and sit in here for fun?
I've done one of these tours for ages and ages, so it's really nice seeing the new stuff as well.
No, but do you know, obviously teaching is a fairly stressful profession. You could just have a nice light show, like a sensory room, and everyone could decamp and decompress in here. It'd be brilliant.
But this is, so we're building up. So our year 7 and 8 and 9 are taught quite differently, because when I came here, it became really apparent that the whole transition to year 7 wasn't working. You'd go from one teacher to 18 different teachers. So one of the things that I worked on with Mark was in year 7, they have one teacher for 19 hours a week.
Yeah.
The music.
It's brilliant.
Just adds a different layer completely if you get the music right as well.
Well, you're going to have kids. I don't know what the behaviour is like of children in here, but I'd be pretty engaged, I think.
Yes. So our transition, you were asking what happens. So we have 2 days induction, and the induction is alien invasion.
Yes.
Yeah, save our planet from alien invasion, and it's the fiction elements, and they produce a radio
play. So this
play
when they come up
in terms of H.G. Wells, you know, War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
So they produce a radio play. So that's their task for induction. Okay. Then they have Going Wild, which is what's now. So they have a block of time, 3 or 5 days, depending on. We've had money cut, so it's 3 days, but it was 5 days, where they're looking at saving our planet, but in terms of the habitats and endangered species. So we'll show you, that's what you'll see when the children come in, and they learn about the different habitats. And then we have 3 days of Digital Dragon's Den at the end, and that's where the skills of the children when they come up to us are so varied. They come from 30 different primary schools. That what we found is when we wanted to do the theme, so in year 7 they're taught by one teacher for 19 hours a week. Theme, so iRobot, silent movies, In Days of Old, Going Green. So topic, theme, project-based learning. For example, with silent movies, many of the themes need specialist ICT skills. And we found that, for example, with silent movies, they were spending more time on the theme learning how to use Movie Maker than actually the content of the history and English that we wanted them to do. So we run 3 days at the end of the holiday, which is all about plugging the gaps. And it's they take their endangered animal, which is either a dolphin, bottlenose dolphin, or an orangutan, and they build a presentation to save their animal. They build a website, so they do basically the skills by the end of it. That's almost GCSE level.
And how old are they? Doing this?
11.
11. Wow.
So they have to do an animation. They have to do an advert. They have to do a pitch, and then we have dragons come. So we had Guy Fernando, who runs Freeformers. I don't know if you've heard of him. He wrote the first Facebook search engine app for that. This year we've got Merlin John, the journalist. We've got somebody from IBM. So they pitch. So each of the groups that have been working together, it's all about soft skills as well, how you work together to produce this. And they pitch the dragons, and then there's a prize for the group who they win a device each for the group that wins at the end. But that means that when they start in September, they've had 9 days here with us. They know their friends, they know the teachers know them, they understand how to use the technology, and they just hit the road running. So for us, they don't go backwards, and it's all about just continuing to move forwards.
They drew their plans against us.
So the children get this experience, then they feel they're there. And then this was very much a stimulus to the start of the project. Whereas some of the others are more, you come in here and you have a lesson.
Yeah.
And then there's ones that are reflective after. So we've got parents evening, or for example the F1 challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So once we'd held them here, we had for parents to come and find out what was happening. So we use this room in parents' evening, so teachers will see them in here and in the hall. But if they're in here, you can showcase their work around. So we have exhibitions in here of their work. both digital and also images of their work as well. So here's one. And then each of these kind of flip round. Yeah, and then you've got the children's work, which could be a PowerPoint, which is their just play, or the posters that they did, the sketches. That's really.
I guess showcasing the children's work is really important as well. So do they get very excited when they see
it on
the wall?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a bit better than having that stuck on the wall, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, or some sugar paper behind it. Serve me well. No, it's amazing. It's incredible.
I mean, you just go on and try and pick them out.
And,
yes, it's quite a fun challenge sometimes. Like the one I just showed you with all the kids' work on, some of them were spinning around. That's because like there were lots and lots of different pictures of the same kind of work.
Things. Yeah.
It's like, well, how do I get those up on the wall, showing them, and then just coming up with the idea of, okay, I can have them spin around in like a 3D, pseudo 3D space and this idea. And then like the War of the Worlds one was a really fun one to do.
Yeah,
just, I get a city and I just pick bits and destroy it. It's really fun to do, and it's really nice.
Our learners are so visual. But this is, have you seen Air Palo before?
No, don't think I have.
So it's a site that's up there, so this is just, you go and Google, and you've got all these places. So what we can do is we can take them to Iceland and look at the volcano, and we can spray. Isn't there some volcano
spray? There is
spray?
A volcanic spray. It's but not very
they
nice.
Don't let me spray it because...
Oh, it smells like sulphur. Yeah.
So you get slight
I hear
stretching.
What you're saying.
you get slight stretching around the sides, but... But you get a sense of being there. I mean, Google Earth is just amazing.
Google Earth is really nice. Sometimes if it's going too fast, but yeah.
When we open the block, I'm gonna have to tell the story, aren't I?
Every time.
Prince Andrew came, the Duke of York came to open the block, and I'd done the tour with him, and we got into this room, so I explained a little bit about him, and then I passed it on to two members of staff, and we got a World War II trench scene. And I'd got a spray called Blitz Bunker. So as he's talking, so he's here. I suddenly remember the smell. I thought, right, I'll go and grab the smell, the spray. So I go up behind him, I shake it up, because there's about 500 different smells you can, and I spray just behind him. And this horrible, dank smell just permeates the whole room. And he turns around, I'm there holding this canister of spray. And I said... your power of speech kind of goes and you just babble and say nothing, stupid things. And I said, it's Blitz Bunker. And he kind of looked at me and he said, you can get it in flatulence too, but we didn't buy that one. Just, oh my God. And he just kind of went, oof. And I thought, I've just said the word flatulence to Prince Andrew.
What an opportunity.
But I mean, you know, just this, to give a sense of where things are in relation to each other. So all this is Google Earth. And I know when we put the music to it, we usually put Iron Audi on, don't we?
What do you put on?
Iron Audi, which is fab.
In terms of the smell side of things, how often do you use those parts of it?
Depends on whether we've got something in stock that kind of... We've got baby powder, so you could have it for example, we've got a nursery on site, so if you want to do childcare or something, you could come and do. We talked about photographing the nursery and where hazards were, and then getting them to come in and could they spot where the hazards were, you know, in terms of childcare. These are our students.
Okay, yeah.
You could spray baby powder.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be much nicer than the alternative. Yeah.
They suddenly understand scale a lot more, though. And we did one where the different battles were. Was it in World War II?
World War One,
and where things were in relation to each other, so they couldn't suddenly see, and they got a sense of perspective and scale.
So this is a one on space. Launch a rocket.
Let's go left.
Right outside. Carry on. Do you want to go left, or do you want to go back to Earth?
So you can do a mass comparison there.
Yeah.
There are quite a lot of organisations at the moment sort of developing content for teachers, interactive content, this kind of thing. I'm guessing a lot of them try and interact with you in terms of having it for your educators and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of doing it in-house versus working with those types of organisations?
I suppose at the end of the day, you can make it bespoke for your cohort, your context, can't you? Yep. What you need to do. Whereas I think when you're producing content en masse, you have to kind of look at something that's one type fits all, a generic sort of thing. Whereas here you can, as I say, you see the characteristics of the teachers with these coming in. But I think there's a place for both, because what we don't want is necessarily to recreate everything from scratch. I mean, if we could find content that we could use on here, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I remember having to teach months of the year and days, and I'd be there with an apple and an orange and trying to spin things around, and because the content, so some of this content's already out there and we're just repurposing it.
Yeah.
So not necessarily starting from scratch. But I think it's a mix of all of it.
I see what you mean as well. You know, it's a new tool essentially for some teachers, so actually you can work with them to create something that they like, that they've had a hand in, then they're going to be much more engaged in it as well. I can imagine European Space Agency have lots of cool stuff as well.
You can't. And yes, you could have it on a whiteboard, but it doesn't quite have the same effect, does it, as if you're in here. This is something that's already there, you see, out there. So we haven't created this.
It's just
it looks much
more impactful, in here.
Yeah. So that's a night on one side and down the other. And I spent ages trying to explain that to Ellie, my daughter.
Yeah.
And yet here, look at it, you can just... Because you can see the sun's there. So look, there's the sun. It's light. And the other side, the sun's not there, so it's dark. So this is the immersive room.
Do you know of any other schools that have something similar to this? Or?
I think there are. I think since we've done this, a lot of companies have kind of seen it and have tried to do some. But, for example, I know there's a primary school, not quite local, it's about 5 miles away, and they've had an immersive space, but all they can do is show wet stuff on the web. So they've got this, but what they haven't got is him. to create the content to go with it, which isn't... So really all they can do is just put the stuff that's already out there.
And what's your job title?
I think at the moment it's currently e-learning developer.
E-learning developer,
I think that's what my job title is currently.
Yeah. So schools out there need an e-learning developer.
Yeah. But I mean, it's great because you've developed the role, haven't you?
Yeah.
You came at just the right time when we had this, and of course you do the sound and lighting for the theatre as well, because your degree's in
music technology.
No, it's a very creative role.
Talk about Scar Radio and how it resurrected. So we did something called. Add an idea, so my crazy ideas. I was in the car on the way somewhere, October half term, listening to Desert Island Discs, and I thought, Desert Island Discs, Desert Shyland Discs.
That's so awesome.
So we have started on the our student portal. They've done about 3 or 4 interviews with teachers to find out more about them. So they've been creating these little.
And so it's students interviewing the teachers.
Yeah, and they have to do, but we go through the process. So we worked with a BBC journalist who talked to us about interviewing how, with Desert Island Discs, what they do is they don't just turn up and have a conversation. They send a questionnaire out first, which you fill in, and then they pick up from that and then have the conversation from that. So the questions that are there aren't necessarily the questions that are asked. This is in the proper Desert Island Discs. So there's a lot of pre-work that goes on. So we had to we were training the students up on that part, because for us it was a gifted and talented program, and more to do with English than the end result being there. It was more about the process.
Yeah.
But it did go really well. But the person who ran that for us, she's left, unfortunately. So it's having somebody who could pick that up and really run with it again. And I think because a lot of the interviews are all there, so we just need to carry on with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hello, can I introduce you to our visitor, Miss Bailey?
This is Miss Eunice, and she helps with the summer school and helps run the summer school transition. Yeah. So these are will be our new Year 7s in September. But you're already our Year 7s, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. You are now.
Nice to meet everyone.
So this is Ready for Digital Dragon's Den.
Yes, Ready for Digital Dragon's Den.
At the end. So they're doing all their research now, ready to then, so they've done all that work to then create their website.
Yeah, and we're using technology, we're learning to upload work into the class site.
Yeah.
So they've all been really good.
Because the class site, it's so central to what you do. Have you got any class sites we could show? That's from last year.
Yeah, I can show you.
So it's also about getting them used to how we use technology here. So the fact that all of their work is online, accessible anytime at school and at home.
Yeah.
So it allows us to do that. So it's not just getting used to where things are, but our classroom processes and school processes in terms of using technology as well.
So this is our website. So students are working on producing work at the moment, obviously, and they'll be uploading in
Thank
here.
You.
So it depends on which class they are.
Oh, cool.
So for example, 7C1, my class are working in the work now, but Summer's already produced some homework, so she's uploaded this. She did it 2 days ago and her name's there. So
is this the Shireland Gateway?
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, teachers would use this, so all lessons for this week are all uploaded with lesson plans, tutor time activities, and we will then upload these and students have access to them as well.
And does the student upload their work into this directly? Or
yes, the students will then upload their work, so they'll select which animal they are.
That's really cool.
And they'll directly upload. We've also put useful links for the students to visit, so this will support them with their homework, any flipped homework they've got for the day that they need to do. Picture libraries, so we've got staff taking pictures and we will then upload these pictures here for students as evidence.
Fantastic. I'm just going to get one with the title of the flip learning there. That's it. Yes. Thank you.
And is it worth showing, have you got access to your... Oh, so this is the flipped homework task here that they had.
Okay.
So instead of having to do the work in the lesson, they've come. So we're getting used to how they work, getting bringing things for lessons rather than doing it the other way around.
And so would they watch something like that this evening or before
they
even came to
this was during the induction day, so they had to go home and watch this video, create a poster or a PowerPoint or a fact file about otters, and then we had a discussion. And as a teacher, it gives me a really good idea where my class are in terms of technology, in terms of using PowerPoint, in terms of creating posters and analysis of the content as well.
Yeah.
So it allows you to differentiate and to target more effectively.
And you know where to pitch the lesson. Then.
Okay.
I can show you the class set. Hopefully I've still got access.
So this is only the fifth day with us.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look like they've been here only 5 days, does it?
No.
I was going to say, if you've got an old class site to show us. So this is our staff portal in here. So we'll show you last year's year 7, so we can give you an idea.
So this is the year 7 portal.
TV
key announcements. Everything the students, tutor time activities will all upload there. So students, they will lock them into school, open their devices, log into the year 7 portal, and they knew exactly what they were doing for tutor time. Then tutor the class sites. Discussions is something which I love using with my class. It's a great way to assess flipped homework, extension tasks, higher order questions I would put up, and then students will then respond to them. I may upload a link to a video and then they have to complete a number of different tasks, and it's such a great tool to assess the progress students are making. Mm-hmm. And as a teacher, it really pushes you to direct your planning to a certain area.
Mm-hmm. So it means that you can identify out of a class which children need more support.
Yeah.
So you're not wasting time at the beginning of the lesson finding which
Do you
children.
Use any of the kind of systems which are supposed to identify that through sort of personalised learning platforms and that kind of thing? Or does this actually
this,
do
this
it? You don't have a kind of dashboard of then
no,
everyone?
No. We are we're working with somebody looking at how we push data out to families.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming to work with us and looking how we link up on that. But no, at the moment, it's it's captured here,
yeah,
but it's maybe not surfaced in that in a particular way,
yeah,
where you click on a child and it, all the information would be there of this nature. Now we can click on a child and we'd be able to get their data in terms of all of their assessment points and where they are on their progress, and there's a picture of them, so it makes it a lot more easy to, and you can search then, can't you,
by all the different you can do things. So for example, we've got a student Dropbox, so this is one child, so my class is now going to year 8, so if you click, I mean, this is all the work that he's uploaded throughout the year, and it's evidence of his work. And again, as a teacher, I can go back, and if I'm talking about transition to the year 8 staff, I can easily show the work, the assessments that's been done. And they love it. Students love using the gateway. They love uploading the work, and they love showing it. Very proud, so they'll come to the front and say, "Oh, Miss, could you open up my PowerPoint and we'll talk you through it?" And it gives them that real confidence about sharing their work in front of their peers. So yeah, we love the gateway.
We've got some teachers who use OneNote quite a bit as well, haven't we? So each teacher kind of chooses. You like discussion forums?
Yeah, I love discussion forums.
But there are some that kind of use OneNote as a portfolio of their work and their learning.
So yeah, putting project based stuff in there and collaborative stuff.
Is it worth showing, you know, the theme site on there and just having a look at the themes? So these are our themes. I'm just franchising this now to a few schools because they're like us realising that how they organise their Key Stage 3 isn't quite working for them. So they had heard about what we were doing, and so they wanted to see if they could buy into this, because this is about 7 or 8 years of work now. So this is just tells you a little bit about L4L. And then,
so we've got 3 years, year 7. So these are all the themes that we deliver and the order that we deliver the themes in. When you go into the themes, we've got this main page, which we've got theme overview, lesson plan sequences, output. So if you click on the lesson plans, we've got all the lessons there with resources.
So this is about 8 years' worth of work now that we've kind of defined this. There's a driving question, isn't it, for each of the themes?
So the driving question for this theme is, what does it mean to be part of a community and how do they change over time? And this theme is so important in year 7 because it's all about who am I, the community that I belong to, and what is my impact, how can I impact the wider community and the wider world. And we look at political parties, so it's really about looking at who am I, looking at where I live and what I can do to make a difference.
It's a nice first theme in year 7.
It is a great theme for transitions.
And then the teaching sequence kind of shows teachers.
I can show you the one that I've updated recently.
And so once that's in there, can any teacher use any of the resources that are in there?
Yeah, the resources there. So in the 3-week plan, what I do is then I put all the lessons in 3 weeks, allocate teachers that I want, for example, looking at lessons or resources, looking through lesson plans. And every year we change it, every year we make it better and focus on new element. And like Kirsty said, OneNote is a big thing. So for example, in days of old, I said to all my staff, right, we're not going to use PowerPoints, it's just OneNote. And that's how we're going to monitor and assess progress. And that's what we did. And it worked brilliantly.
The theme, so the parents have access to this, so they can access this and see what the child's going to learn. So what the theme's all about.
And what the focus is. And what kind of theme.
Just puts it in context.
They can then continue that conversation at home. And it's not, what did you do at school today? Nothing.
Yes, you did.
My 3-year-old saying that, what did nothing nursery today? Nothing.
But everything is driven through this. So for us, it's, you know, the children's, their work, whatever they're doing is all in one place and it's central. It's not rocket science. We've been doing it for ages now. It's quite old for us. It's a really old hat, but without it, we wouldn't be able to function as a school. It's all there.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to give you 5 more minutes, and then we are going to
Hello, miss.
Hello.
How's it been today? Have you had a nice day?
Very good day, yeah.
And then this is done. So every child takes design GCSE because, A, we get great results, but also we believe that the design process is really important for children to go through because it's applicable to all subjects
and so tied up with tech as well.
Absolutely.
Sort of from a tech school point of view,
it's a bit empty at the moment, but
got that nice wood smell.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Next week, we will have a bit of a throwback to Teach Meet London Boat from July with Digital Sisters Teacher Toolkit and Alana Gay from Women Ed. Take care and have a great week.